There were 11 overdoses in Brattleboro over the 4th of July weekend. And as eye-popping as that number is, officials dealing with the opioid crisis every day say they were not surprised. Vermont is facing this epidemic head-on, and a big part of the strategy includes just trying to keep people alive. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has the story.
Greg LeDuc is head of Habit Opco, a methadone clinic in Brattleboro. And here's what he thought when the news hit that 11 people in town overdosed over the July 4th holiday weekend.
I would say thank God it was only 11. We're outnumbered, is really another way to look at it.
One of the people who overdosed on the 4th died, and just this week, there was another overdose death just up the road in Londonderry. LeDuc says every time he hears about one of these tragedies, he comes into work praying that it's not one of the patients from his clinic.
You know, I get a flash and I get closer on different levels to the people who actually chose to come here, and I worry if it's them. And when I see them the next day, and every single one of them will pass my door on the way to get medicated, I'm grateful that they made it back.
Habit Opco is one of the state's distribution points for Narcan, a prescription drug that's used to save people who've overdosed. Vermont gives it out to anyone for free. Kaylee Fitch is a nurse here who trains people how to use it, and she says when a bunch of people die, there is a spike in requests. But Fitch says it usually doesn't last too long.
Every time there's something in the news about it, we see maybe four or five times as much for a short period of time after the news comes out. And then it tapers off, and then something else happens, and people want to get out there and carry it again.
The U.S. drug czar was in Vermont this week, and he said the state is a model in confronting the opioid epidemic that spread to every corner of this country. But with all the treatment centers and prevention programs and support the state is offering, officials who are on the ground dealing with this every day say we should still be prepared to bury more Vermonters before anyone can claim victory. Louis Josephson is CEO of the Brattleboro Retreat, which operates one of the busiest drug treatment centers in the state.
I think we're all frustrated in my field that we don't have that slam dunk treatment. You come in, we give you this medication, we give you this counseling regimen, and you're just cured and you walk off into the sunset. We've got the state of the art, the best counseling program here, but we know it's going to take some time.
There are still regions in Vermont where there's a waiting list to receive treatment. But here in Brattleboro, Josephson says treatment's available, but people have to come in on their own and get it. And every time someone dies from an overdose, Josephson hopes there's one more reason to make that move.
I only hope when I hear these headlines, and you hope the public hears these headlines, that people who are struggling with addiction say, oh my God, that could have been me. I've got to get some help. So we're trying to do whatever we can to lower barriers to get people in here and feel comfortable about coming and getting treatment.
On the other side of the retreat's sprawling campus, Kay Curtis is setting up a new child care center for kids whose parents are receiving their daily Suboxone treatment for their addiction.
This is the room so far. We're still working on it, as you can see.
This will be the first child care center in the state, and maybe one of the first in the country, devoted specifically to families who are fighting addiction. Curtis says it will give parents a safe place to leave their kids and maybe one less excuse for not showing up for their treatment.
It's a whole new idea. We have no idea what this is going to look like until the first child arrives and says, this is what I want or this is what I need. And so we're going to be very good at listening to the families and see what will make a difference for them. We want to keep them in treatment. We want them to get better. We don't want this to happen to families.
So, this is the new normal. No waiting lists, free Narcan, and childcare for addicts in treatment. And for the ambulance services, who are usually the first ones to reach an overdose victim, it means being prepared for a whole different kind of emergency.
We're telling the staff to watch the scenes we're on and just be careful out there, because some of these scenes we're finding a lot of drug paraphernalia.
Drew Hazelton is the operations chief at Rescue Inc., an ambulance service that covers 15 towns in southern Vermont.
We've got a lot of equipment and a lot of personnel on the road to help deal with these emergencies, which quite often are coming in very quickly, multiple calls at the same time in, you know, all corners of our response areas. So it's certainly challenging for the system.
Like the other people who were interviewed for this story, Hazleton thinks the problem could get worse before it gets better. And he says his staff will do their best to keep people alive today in the hopes that they can get the treatment they need tomorrow. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.
And this note of disclosure, the Brattleboro Retreat is a VPR underwriter.